We'll start at the beginning of the parasha. It says, "Vayera Elav Hashem Eloni Mamre." Hashem appears to Avram in Eloni Mamre. "Vuhu Yoshev Pesach Ha'Oel K'chom Hayom." Chom Hayom. Avram is sitting by the entrance of the tent. So even though Hashem appeared to Avram to visit to Vaka Chayla, it was the third day. The third day since the Mila, which as we know is the time where the person's at his weakest stage. But Avraham Avinu, he cannot be held back from doing chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a hat in order that people shouldn't come and he should rest. Avraham Avinu just could not rest. He wanted to have a guest. So it's interesting, even though it's very hot, meaning Hashem made it hot so no one should come by, Avraham was so hopeful for a guest, he was still waiting outside. The chances of a guest that day weren't that likely, because it's very hot outside. Avraham Avinu was so hopeful to do a chesed, to have people in his home, that he was still looking outside out of his house. You know, maybe someone will come by. You know, l'havdil, someone who's waiting for a guest, for a very important guest. So even though he's not supposed to come for another half an hour, but you're so excited, you're so anxious, maybe the person will come early. So it says, "Vayisa eina vayar." Avram lifts up his eyes and he sees. So the shaila is, what does it mean he lifts up his eyes and he sees? So Sipara says, interesting line. Hiskaven listaka. He intended on looking. What does the Sipara mean? Hiskaven listaka. He intended on looking. I think what the Sipara is teaching us is that Avraham Avinu, it's actually Gemara Nedarim, that Avraham Avinu had such control over himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Siyata Deshmaya, that he even had control over his eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Siyata Deshmaya, he didn't look where he wasn't supposed to look, he had full control over himself. Every action Avraham Avinu did was with a thought. It wasn't just walking, you're spaced out, you're thinking. Avraham was in such control over himself that he picked up his eyes to look. Looking was a decision. The decision to look was a decision. He picked up his eyes, he decided to look. Three people are standing there. And he saw and he ran to greet them. So the pasuk says twice vayar. It says vayar, he saw them. He saw three people standing there. And it's a vayar, he saw again and he went to greet them. What's this two vayar? It says twice he saw. So Rashi says that the first time it's vayar is that he saw that they were standing together as if uncomfortable, that they didn't want to bother him. They were standing there hesitant not to bother Avraham Avinu. So when he saw that, he ran. The first one is he literally saw them. The first vayar is he literally saw three people. The second vayar is he understood. He saw what was going on. He understood what was going on. The second vayar is referring to the understanding that he saw that they're standing there and they're uncomfortable. So therefore, vayar it's across them. He ran to greet them. It wasn't just he ran to greet them because of zrizas. He ran to greet them to show them that they were welcome, that he wanted them to come to their house. He ran to greet them the third day since the Mila, and he ran to greet them. The truth is, to be honest, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Sefer HaChumash, that as soon as Avraham Avinu saw the Malach that came to heal him, he was healed. Chafetz Chaim says the reason why he was able to run, even though it was the third day of the Mila, is because Vayar, he saw the Malach. So since he saw the Malach, he was able to run. Could be that's the second vayar according to the Chafetz Chaim. He doesn't say this with Farish. According to the Chafetz Chaim, it could be vayar he saw three people. Vayar he saw the Malach, he came closer, he saw the Malach that was there to heal him, he became healed, and now he was able to run. And he says on Innama Tzazichim Einachash, Avraham Avinu asks them, please stay here. Yukach Naman Mayim, you should have a little bit of water. The Gemara, as we know, tells us, Tzadikim Oimer Ma'ad Vasei Harbi. Tzadikim say a little bit and do a lot. But in this context, in the simple pshat of the psukim, the vart is, he didn't want to, like Rashi says, he didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Oh, I'm going to give you a meal. He didn't want them to feel that they were a burden. He said, come, I'll just give you a drink. And stay by the tree. I'll just give you a drink. In order they shouldn't feel uncomfortable, they shouldn't feel that they're taking from it. Avraham Avinu is going out of his way to make them feel as comfortable as possible. Vishana Tachas Aizen, recline under the tree. What does it mean, Vishon Netachas Eitz? The Chavetz Chaim points out that Avraham Avinu wanted them to rest. Avraham Avinu wanted them to rest. It wasn't just a matter of giving them food. He wanted them to rest, Vishon Netachas Eitz. Just thinking, look at the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Look at the greatness of Avraham Avinu. It's the third day from his Mila. He's only wants to do chesed. He sees these three people walking and he runs to take them into their house. Now, why does he tell them to rest? So I want to say, Avraham Avinu is thinking, these three people are traveling. These three people have been traveling in a hot day, very hot day. Hot enough that no one's supposed to come, only Malachim came. Avram's concerned. Avram says, "Ah, oh, they must be so tired. Lie down. Take water, wash your feet, and lie down. Rest under the tree." That's a special greatness. That's a special greatness of a person. That when you're in a situation where Avraham Avinu is the third day of his sickness, he should not be concerned. A regular person would not be concerned about someone else's tired feet. I mean, guys, grow up. You know, this is the third day since I'm Mila, and I'm an old man. And he's worried about the fact that they're tired. And we'll go further, but this is a godless of a person that he cares about someone else, and he's not focused in on himself. The psukim tell us later that the famous Gemara Baba Kama. It says that after Sarah was taken by Avimelech, so Hashem punished all the Plishtim, and Hashem did not allow anyone to give birth. No one was able to give birth. Till Avraham Avinu davened that Hashem should heal them, and Hashem heals them, and right afterwards it says, Hashem pakar Sarah. Right afterwards it says, at the beginning of Perichof Aleph, that Hashem answered Sarah, and Hashem makes Sarah conceive and have a child. So the Gemara Baba Kama, famous Gemara Baba Kama, says that we learn out from here, Kol Mispala Be'ad Chaveiro, anyone who davens for his friend, V'hut Sarah Chlos Adavar, and he needs the same thing, Hu Ne'netchil, he's answered first. You probably heard this chazal before. That someone else needs something, and you need the same thing, so if you daven for your friend that he should get it, you'll be answered first. And the Gemara learns out from here, Avraham Avinu desperately wanted a child. He davened for Avimelech, he davened for them that Hashem should allow them to have children. So therefore Hashem answers Avram first and Hashem gives him a child. What is the pshat in the Chazal? Kol mispal ba'ad chaveiro, anyone davens with his friend, v'hu tzarech lo tzarech, and you need the same thing, you answer first. Why? What's the pshat? Why is it davka? It's a very nice thing, you'll say, that I care about my friend. Reuven wants Shimon to have something, so if he cares about someone else, Hashem will take care of him. Why is it davka, v'hu tzarech lo tzadaver, that you need the same thing? A friend needs a shidduch.
Friend needs...
What?
You need to care about him, and you need to care about yourself.
Good. A friend needs a shidduch. So, a friend needs a shidduch. So you're davening for your friend that you get a shidduch. So the Chazal tell us that it's a skula that Hashem will answer your tefillahs first. You'll be answered first. You'll have a shidduch. What is the depth of Chazal? So there is one pshat. I'll say one pshat. You know, I said this by Rekel Shashavar Brachas, remembered today. I said this by Rekel Shashavar Brachas. I was still a Bacher, but I said by his Shavar Brachas. After I said my pshat, someone came over to me and told me, you know, that, I don't know if he told me that my pshat was wrong. He said the Pasha pshat is as follows. I'll tell you, but I think my pshat's a right pshat. He said the pshat is that when you are going through the same matzav as somebody else, if you need the same thing, only then can you fully daven for somebody else. If someone needs, and I've experienced this in my own life, you know, recently, if you need, if a person davens for a bacha, needs a shidduch. So you can daven to Hashem, you can really feel, oh, I feel bad for him, I need a shidduch. You could really feel his pain. To some extent. But if you yourself need the shidduch, you yourself are in the matzav, you really understand, you really connect with what the other person's going through. Your tefillah is that much greater, your tefillah is that much stronger. Such a tefillah that you can connect with the person's pain, that's a stronger tefillah, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer the tefillahs. it's I think the pshat is as follows. The pshat is that this I experienced. I thought of this, figuring out pshat this gemara on a little incident. You know, I was trying to get told you guys this story with a different vart. I have two varts in this story. We'll only say one this vart. I was struggling with my road tests. Make some of us feel better. My first two road tests I failed. Emir Toshem in Parshas, remember what Parshas Vayetze. In one of the upcoming Parshas, I'll finish the story. Okay? But I'll say half the story. Kitzer, I was struggling with road tests, so I had failed two road tests. Baruch Hashem, I have a license now. Okay? So you can go in the car with me. But I failed two road tests. And I knew two of my good friends were taking a road test. A week before, or maybe 2 weeks before, whatever it was, I was about to take my third road test. Now they were coming to take the road test for the first time. And I was going to be taking it for the third time. And when I was davening, I said, you know, I try to daven for them that they should pass the road test. And I realized that it wasn't so easy. That I had to overcome my feelings. I had to quell my feelings. Why? Because my feelings were, well, you know, I'm going to feel really lousy. If they pass the road test the first time, and I fail a third time, and if I pass, I don't care. But I'm happy they should pass. But if they pass the first time and I fail again, I'm going to feel really bad. You know, when a person's going, you know, now it sounds like a joke, you have your license, but at the time when you don't have the license, it's a big thing on your mind, it's a big pressure.
Down for them, they'll fail.
So not that they'll fail, but so what I'm saying is as follows. When I daven for them, they should pass.
If you daven for them, it says that
it doesn't mean they say that it doesn't mean it has to happen first. It means Hashem answers you in Shemayim first. But it could be it only comes out later. I once sort of heard that there's Hashem answers you, Hashem already decides then. But it doesn't mean necessarily that the thing comes out before your friend. Hashem answers you first. He's already decided in Shemayim first. So as I was davening, it hit me the following thought. Right? You're not davening. When I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my friend should pass the road test. Right? I'm not davening that my friend should pass on condition a tznai kafel that I pass. It doesn't work that way, right? I was davening that they should pass regardless of what happens to me. And that itself was a madriga, was something I had to overcome, to think to myself, they should pass, regardless of what happens to me. Hashem, I should also pass. I'm davening for myself also. But they should pass, regardless of me. And I'll have to deal with it if I fail, but Hashem, you should make them pass. That's the pshat of Chazal, Komastava, Chavir, Vuhu Tzarech, Lozdar, Vuhu Nana Tchila. You need the same thing. When you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the other bachur should get the shit up. What you're telling Kodesh Baruch Hu is, regardless of what happens with me, regardless of what happens to me, he should get a shidduch. Rachmana litzlan, a person's struggling to have children. And there's someone else in the community that's struggling to have children. And maybe he's married 6 years and his friend, and the other person married it 2 years, or married a year. And you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that person a child. You know what godless that is? And know what greatness that is? That you can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give the other person a child, regardless of what happens to me? The teva, the nature of a human being, is when someone else gets something that you want, it just sticks in the paint. We have to grow. But the nature is when someone else gets a shidduch, when a person needs a shidduch, he feels bad. He just rubs it in. When someone hears, you know, Rahman al-Tan, you know, you grow older, people have to be very sensitive to someone that doesn't have children. A person that's struggling having children. It's a very difficult situation for someone to be in. Very, very difficult for a situation for a person to be in. That person is having trouble having children. You know, I've heard before from people that when they hear someone has a baby or to go to a bris for them, it's very difficult, it's very painful for them to go to someone else's bris. It's very painful for them. Not because they're vicious people, and not because they don't want other people to have good. It's such a painful thing not to have a child, and then you go to someone else's bris, it just sticks in the pain. It's very, very difficult, very painful. People are not sensitive enough to other people that are in such situations. Very, very difficult. People don't know how painful it is till they're in the situation themselves. They're not in the situation, Baruch Hashem. Lo aleinu. But This is Avraham Avinu. This is who we learn now from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu could daven for Avimelech for them to have children, regardless of what happens with me, regardless of my plight. The person has to be the person who puts someone else forward, the person who cares about someone else. That's why I said Rakel Shishav Brachas. Someone who's selfless, someone who's concerned with other people's good, even if they might not be good. Someone that says, oh, I want him to get the job, regardless if I get a good job. I want him to get into the school he wants to get into. Whatever happens to me, Hashem should take care of me also. But I should be able to be happy for someone else. I should be able to want something for someone else, even though I might struggle. That's greatness. That's the greatness of Avraham Avinu. That's real chesed. That's the greatness of chesed. Avraham Avinu is concerned about, oh, I never have these poor people walking in the hot day. I just had a bris milah. It's a third of his bris milah, so me, I can take care of myself. He's worried about other people. He's not worried about himself. You know, a lot of times, I don't know if it's exactly connected, but it reminds me of, you know, this happens to me. I catch myself sometimes. You know, Lamashal, yeah, you can have someone that needs we're self-centered many times. A person needs, you need a ride, right? You need a ride. Let's say one of you need a ride for Shabbos, and you're counting on someone, one of the married people to give you a ride. Thursday, he calls you. Oh, you know, I really feel bad. My child's not feeling well. I can't go away for Shabbos. So what do you say? I'll try to find another ride. Or maybe if you're very, very considerate, you know, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, okay. But all you're thinking about when this happens many times, all you're thinking about is the fact that you just lost your ride. Many times people even forget to ask. Very often, most people don't even say, oh, what's the matter with your child? What's wrong with your child? How's he doing? When a person's absorbed his own pain, that's why you see that people that have difficulties, you can know they're having difficulties when they're very, very focused on themselves, when no one else exists. Shadan Lakav says, when you see someone else that doesn't care about other people, is not focused on other people, it's just because he's completely absorbed with his own pain. People are thinking about this, oh, I lost my ride. I did everything. His kid's sick. What's the matter with him? You know, where did he want to go for Shabbos? I feel bad. I at least will find another ride. He can't even go where he wanted to go for Shabbos. You know, the person could be going, you could hear that this guy's going on a vacation, and he's going on a vacation, and he could tell you, oh, I can't take you, and you'll go another way, and you won't even ever think twice that, oh, I feel bad for him. He couldn't go on the vacation because his kid was sick. He couldn't go on the trip because his kid was sick. People, we don't think about other people so many times. We're just worried about ourselves. And not only, and even if our thing is like a little thing, like we lost our ride, and their thing could be something huge, could be a real problem, and all we're thinking about is ourselves, and we might as well forget about the other person. But Avraham Avinu, it's the opposite. He went through a bris milah. He had all the pain, and he had tremendous pain. And yet, that already, that was back, that was in the back of his head. The front of his head was, oh, these people, I got to take care of them. Oh, they must be tired. Great people are very insensitive to their own suffering, can block out their own suffering, can keep it in the back of their head, and are very, very sensitive to other people's sufferings, even if it's very small. Even if it's very small, especially in comparison to what they're going through. I'd like to say one or two words. The end of the parasha, by the parasha Zakeda,
what was that his friend's job?
The other pshat, you know, I don't even know how it works out. The other pshat was that I'm a sva ba'chadir who talk close to davar. It's a greater tefillah because you feel his pain. I don't know why you answered first though. I don't know. You know, I never chapped. I don't know why you answered first though. That's why it's a greater tefillah. Why you answered first? I don't know. All right, Shneem. All right.
We'll leave you with that.
He's answered first. I make it clear. He's answered first because, and it's in Shaf Levar. If a person's so selfless that they could daven for someone else, even where you need the same thing, and you're willing to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, give it to him regardless of what happens to me, and that's a chus. And that's a chus that a person could be so selfless, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you deserve it. Your answer first.
In essence, it's very selfish.
But you know what? By the way, you should know, even as I was diving for their road test, I knew the Chazal, and that's what kept me going. But even with knowing the Chazal, there's still a certain pain. Even though you know, nonetheless, it's still a certain great. Even it's still a certain greatness to be able to do it. Still a certain greatness. You'll, if it ever comes up, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's still a certain greatness, even though you know the chazak.
It only works if you're inspired. If it's called a breath in a covet, you can't be looking behind you. It's the same type of thing, you know.
You're errant. You really have the hargasha. The person has the hargasha that I want someone else to get something. That even though I know it's going to be painful, but I have the hargasha that I want someone else to get it, regardless of what happens to me. Yes, I know that this is a schutz for me to get it. But it's a schutz for me to get it. L'maisa, I mean, I'm not making any conditions with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in either case. The end of the part, the end of the Akate, I just noticed at this time, I think it's a strong idea. Avram Avinu takes Yitzchak to the Akedah, and Avram is about to shecht Yitzchak, and a Malach calls out from Shemayim and says, "Don't touch the child." And then the Malach says as follows: "Don't touch the child, because now I know that you're a God-fearing person, because you didn't withhold your son from me." In other words, it was a test. I know you were ready to shecht your child, and you don't have to shecht your child. Then it says right afterwards that Avram picks up his eyes, again, the Yisra Avram is saying of, picks up his eyes, and he sees an ayah, he sees a ram, and he takes it instead of his son. And then the Mal calls him a second time. And says, "Because you have done such a great thing, that you didn't hold back your son from me, I will bless you, I will bless your children like the stars of the Shemayim and the sand on the ocean. And your children will inherit the wealth of their enemies." So the obvious question is, in the Pesukim, before Avram brings the ayah, Hashem just says, "Oh, now I know you're Yari Shemayim." The Malach says, "Now I know you're Yari Shemayim." Then there's an interruption. Avram Avinu brings the ayah, and then the Malach comes back to a second time and says, "Now I know you're so great that you held back your son, and because of that, I'm going to bless your children with the stars and the sand, and that they're going to be multiplied with the stars and the sand." The mashmas of the psukim, the implication of the psukim are, is if not for the fact that Avram Avinu brings the aisle, then he wasn't zaycha to that extra bracha, to that bracha that Hashem says, "I'm going to make your children like the stars and like the sand." V'yir zara v'ashar ayva, ashar ayva. Why? What's up, Shah? So I'd like to make another dig. The first time the Malach says to him, he says to him, "V'leicha sachta es pincha es yichidcha mimani. I know you're Yari Shemayim because you didn't hold back your child, es yichidcha, your only child, mimani, from me." The second time the Malach talks, he says, "V'leicha sachta es pincha es yichidcha. You didn't hold back your son, your only child." Doesn't say mimani. Doesn't say from me. First time it says mimani, from me. The second time it doesn't say from me. I don't know if this is the right shot, this is just a possibility. That the Malach, what happens is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Avram Avinu to bring his son. If Avram Avinu goes and brings his son, so what? He's doing it could be there's an element of Yir Shamayim. You're doing it for me. You didn't hold back your son for me, Hashem demands it from you. What are you going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands something from you. I have to do it. But what after Avram, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says don't do it? Avram Avinu is so desperate. Avram Avinu wants to bring a carbon. The Gedalia Shur talks about this. Avram Avinu wanted to do something. He didn't want to just leave it. "Oh, I tried to bring my son. I tried to do what Hashem wanted. And again, that's enough." He wanted to bring an action. He wanted to do something with it. He wanted to serve Hashem so badly. "Oh, I lost my opportunity to serve Hashem. I lost my opportunity to bring this to Shecht Yitzchak." In other words, obviously on one hand, obviously Avram Avinu loved his son. But that feeling that Avram was about to serve Hashem, he felt bad that he lost the opportunity to serve Hashem. So he looked, but he was looking for the opportunity. He saw the aisle, he saw the ram, and he brings it as a carbon. So after Malach, that's the galus. Like a savta is bincha. You didn't hold back your son. It wasn't just me, Manny, because you had no choice. You wanted to do it. You were upset that you lost that opportunity that you brought the aisle now. You were such a desire, such a love to serve Hashem. Memela, only then afterwards is a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of that, the greatness of the Akedah wasn't just the fact that he held back his son. from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because he had such a desire to serve Hashem that out of Ava, that I want to do it. And when Hashem took it away, he said, I lost my opportunity to serve Hashem. Oh, let me bring a carbon. Memela, then there's the bracha. The Malach comes back and gives them a bracha and says that your children will multiply like the stars. Your children will multiply like the sand on the shore. All right.